What about this for a win? The autumn sun in the Randwick Guineas was breathtaking yesterday.
Miss Fabulous has had her final, and Fundamentalist and Vega Day storm to the front now at the 250. Five clear from Nikita Jane. The autumn sun. Boy, you'll have to be good to win from there. It's Fundamentalist in front from Vega Day's Nikita Jane. The autumn sun is lifting late. Fundamentalist in front. The autumn sun's really surging. The outside. Yes. Oh, what a super win. The autumn sun got up to beat Fundamentalist. Nikita Jane third. Madison County making up many lengths.
It was an incredible performance. Ollie Coolman from Hermitage Bloodstock, part owner in this super colt, is our first guest this morning on Talking Horses. Congratulations, Ollie. Have you caught your breath yet?
Yeah, certainly have, Joe. No, thanks very much. But, well, don't hate to say it, but we're becoming accustomed to the autumn sun and them impressing us and everyone else. And it's becoming a relief more than celebration at the moment.
What were your thoughts as they rounded the home turn?
Oh, look, I just we've just got great confidence in the horse and super confidence in the jockey and prior to the race, Kieran had a pretty clear mind how he wanted the race to pan out. It didn't. He did go to Plan C, I believe. When the speed really went on mid-race. But I think there was only a short period of time there throughout the run where it got a bit anxious and Kieran had believed, but we'd agree on the same sort of spot. But after getting off, Kieran did say that he did feel that he was always going to reel in the leaders. It was just a matter of time.
It sure was. The last bound, almost. Fundamentalist tore away from him inside the 200-metre mark. What was the atmosphere like at the track?
Oh, well, it was good. I mean, obviously, around us, it was absolutely fantastic. It was a great day at the races. There were some really good horses to be observed, and fortunately, we were one of them. The whole team from Arrowfield were there, and Mr. Wong came down from Hong Kong to represent my boss. So it was a really good day.
Yesterday's performance really showcased the autumn sun in, it's probably fair to say, a different light. He had a big challenge presented to him. And we saw him in full flight, his amazing length of stride at its best yesterday.
Yeah, we did see him at his best yesterday, absolutely. But one thing that ought to be considered is the fact that he's still a very immature horse, and he's unfurnished. He's got the sky's the limit, to be honest with you. Commercial reality will kick in at some point. He's a highly valuable asset to Hermitage and partners, and we've got to consider that. But as far as the horse goes, he is undoubtedly still on the way up, which is quite frightening.
Many media commentators and racing fans watching the autumn sun yesterday naturally like to speculate on his potential worth as a stallion. What would you now estimate that to be?
Well, I don't know how much it would increase after yesterday. He's beaten his own generation on a number of occasions now. So I think the difference would be beating the older horses or ticking a box abroad. But it's a little bit, I think it's a little bit like real estate. Once you get into an area as high as what he might be worth, it really doesn't fluctuate too much, you know. He seems to have captured everyone's attention at this stage, and I don't know who else there is really to impress in order to increase his profile, to be honest with you.
What was Mr. Wong's reaction to the performance yesterday?
Oh, he was absolutely delighted because he'd be the first to agree that he'd written him off at the top of the straight. So he had his range of emotions varied, and it was quite... It was good to enjoy it with him, and, and he certainly appreciates the horse for his capabilities and to overcome adversity, you know, so I mean he's been in racing for a long, long time himself, and that's why he does tend to help out with the boss's horses from the Hong Kong side, and now he lives and breathes the racing, so he certainly appreciated it.
So what's the committed path from here?
Oh, well, that's certainly undecided, you know. It was a case of getting to the Randwick Guineas all along. I mean, this race was targeted from a long way out. Chris announced shortly after he returned into work that it'd be Hobartville, Randwick Guineas, and nothing else to be discussed after until this time. But so that conversation hasn't been had. Chris will contact us today and let us know how the horse came through the race, and then John and Eugene will sit down with Chris and decide on where to go next. It's a case of promoting him now at this particular point of time, so whatever it takes to tick any more boxes, then that's probably the direction we'll take.
Many are hoping and wishing for a possible clash with Winx before she disappears into the sunset. How much pressure are you feeling about all of that yourself?
Oh, well, in all honesty, I'm not feeling too much pressure about that. As a racing enthusiast, I'd love to see it myself, to be honest with you. I think that'll be the pinnacle of anything. I mean, we've had a horse of our own that ran second to Winx and a Turnbull, and it's an absolute thrill and honour and a privilege to even be there on the day and to think you can run second to it. This is a different kettle of fish. We're talking about a horse that's a stallion proposition and going to be talked about for a long time at a commercial level. So they're the things that we have to consider, you know.
It would be something to behold, seeing the two horses clash. What's the likelihood in all reality of that ever happening?
I'd say it's probably unlikely. I'd say it's unlikely. I don't think Chris wants to see it. I don't think John and the Arrowfield team want to see it. And I don't believe my boss wants to overface the horse by taking on Winx. Let's face it, she's something else, you know. So we've got to respect that. And I think she'll go out. She'll go out with the guns ablaze, and we don't necessarily want to be going down in the flames.
No, fair enough. I hope the colt's pulled up well, and we look forward to hearing what the next step is.
Yeah, we'll hear something during the week, and it all happens very quickly now.
It does. That's Ollie Coleman from Hermitage Bloodstock, part owners in the superstar of Australian racing that has emerged, the Autumn Sun, a stunning winner of yesterday's Randwick Guineas.